Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 Peter as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And it's important to notice he is not a pope. Supremacy of any kind was never imposed on Peter by Jesus Christ. It was never claimed by Peter in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And it was never acknowledged by any of the other followers of Christ that Peter had some kind of a position that would be similar to some kind of a popehood or something that was in an... somehow Christ had conferred this supremacy upon him, and that was not so. Not so. That's why Peter just opens it up. Peter, simply an apostle of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's what he was. Okay. He was a flawed man, and I want to just, let me just read this to you from Acts chapter 10 and verse number 25. I like this. He makes a statement that I want us to remember. When it's Cornelius comes before him, and we find in Acts chapter 10, verse number 25, it says, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. And Peter says this in verse 26, but Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. Peter recognized his position. He said, I also am a man. Cornelius falls down to worship at his feet. And so much could be thought about that statement. He says, I myself also am a man. He's likening himself unto Cornelius here, and there's a whole other gamut we could run there about Peter and that ministry there to the Gentiles, in contrast to that of the Jewish people. And he's put himself on the same level as him, saying, I myself also am a man, like unto you. With the same spiritual needs that you have, get up, is what he tells Cornelius. Not only is there the association there of our relationship to the Lord and how much we need him, but also we see that Peter understood that fallen nature of man and how easy it is for us to slip up and to fail and to fall. And many times we have the early leaders of the church and these great missionaries up on a pedestal. And we elevate them maybe sometimes above the position we ought to, because it should always be Christ that we're looking to and looking for, and what he's done through these men that were flawed men. Great men that God used greatly, but they're not perfect men. And we can take encouragement from that, knowing that none of us in here are perfect. And God here in the first churches uses imperfect people to accomplish a perfect work. And he can still use imperfect people to accomplish a perfect work. And so we find that he has that vision. Many of us might would remember the scriptures about that cloth is laid down, and he says, he hears the voice, Peter does, says, eat. And I think it's three times Peter says, no, Lord, I won't eat, I won't eat, it's unclean. And the Lord tells him, what I've called clean, don't you call unclean. And it's setting that stage there for that ministry that he's going to have, reaching out to the Gentiles in contrast to that of the Jewish people. And I tell you this because a flaw arises in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 11. When Paul gives a confrontation to Peter, it just tells us that when Peter was come to Antioch, I, speaking of Paul, withstood him to the face because he was to be blamed. Can you imagine a leader of the church making a mistake? It's nothing new. Why? Because I too am just a man. And Peter knew that. And Paul says, I had to confront Peter about this issue because he was at fault. He says, before that time, certain came from James, he did eat with Gentiles. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing here. He's reaching out to these people, but something happens. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. He fell into that trap of that peer pressure where he's fulfilling his role in the ministry, but then he sees how other people are going to look and judge him. And he falls back onto that carnal nature, and he begins to fear them. And he gets up and he removes himself from them so that they wouldn't speak ill of him. And we find that others followed his example, including a certain fellow by the name of Barnabas, also was carried away in this act of the getting up and the leaving these Gentiles out of fear of what the Jews would look upon them as or say about them or do to them. Well, Peter was just a man. Just like you and I have our faults and flaws, so did Peter. But he knew this. We know that he denied. We could go to other examples of times when he kind of stuck his neck out farther than it needed to be in Jesus' ministry. He had a habit of getting his foot stuck in his mouth. We could go straight to probably the most famous example of him denying the Lord there after the crucifixion. But I wanted to share that example with you because even these leaders in the early church, their walk with Christ was one of continual growth. And if that's true of people like Peter and Paul, how true is that of you and I today? Our walk is one of continual growth. It's a continual work that God does in our life that we aren't just saved to be sat on a pew and now the world can look at us and how perfect and polished we are. God has a purpose and a plan for you. And he's going to work through problems that arise as long as you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to the people he puts in your life to help draw your attention to these issues that need to be addressed. The Lord used Paul to confront Peter here about this problem. You know, Paul had a little falling out with a fellow that we just read about, Barnabas. You remember a fellow by the name of John Mark? They had a little dispute over him because John Mark had left them. You remember this? And then he's going to rejoin them on the journey, and Barnabas is all for it. And Paul says, I don't want none of that. Paul basically says, he left us, he ain't coming back with me, is what Paul says. And the Bible says it was so hot, the contention between Paul and Barnabas, that they literally split ways. Barnabas says, all right, I'm taking John Mark. And Paul says, I'm going to take this fellow by the name of Silas. And they went on to work. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, because God continues to work on his people in aspects and areas of their life in incredible, incredible ways. Okay, these Gentiles that he had got up and left for fear of the Jews. Do you know this epistle, the majority of the people group he's writing into falls into that category of the Gentile people. In 1 Peter 2:10, it talks about, it says you're your chosen generation. And in verse 10, it says, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That salvation that was to the Jew first, now also to the Greek. That's this epistle, the people that Peter was found blamed for getting up and leaving their presence out of fear of what the other people would look at him as or do to him. That's what this great epistle is addressed to, the majority of them being Gentiles. All right, look at the very end of 1 Peter. I know we started in the beginning, but I want to jump to the end just because there's a couple little things I want us to see. Look in verse number 12, 1 Peter 5:12. The Bible says, by Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose. That's Silas. That's who that fellow is. I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you. And so doth Marcus, my son. Many times the people that would work in the faith and nourish others and bring them up, they refer to them as my son. This Marcus that is talked about here is that one Mark that caused that contention between Paul and Barnabas. And Peter says, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, why do we see that? Because here Peter's got a special relationship with Mark. And do you remember what Paul, near the end of his life, in one of the last writings he has, he makes a request that somebody brings him some things. He talks about his cloak, some special parchments to him. And he wants that fellow by the name of John Mark. He said, bring me Mark, for he's profitable to my ministry. The Lord worked in the lives of these people who had flaws and they had faults. And we find as they begin to age, their demeanors begin to change about some things as the Lord works in their life. And here Paul, that one that he had that fallen out with, he says, bring me John Mark, for he's profitable unto my ministry.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.